everyone. It's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. Subscribe to this weekly podcast and share it if you enjoy what you hear. Today, I'd like to talk about the topic of quality versus quantity. I find that the human desire for quantity in various parts of our experience seems to be compelling, and it really can affect our clarity. These days, it seems like it's always about how many friends or followers you have on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. The quantity of people seems to be either some kind of symbol of worthiness or at the very least some sign that you're doing something right or that someone else is and that you're not. Another way that I find that we strive for quantity is in the number of hours we work in a day, maybe. We count ourselves to be productive depending on how many hours we put in, or maybe how many clients we have, or how many dollars came to our business or our paychecks. The sense of more numbers of things can get us discouraged at times and down on ourselves because those numbers aren't looking large enough or significant enough or competitive enough. Let's take a pause and remember that principle that's often stated about quality over quantity. I know we've heard it and we believe that, but are we really taking it in and allowing ourselves to recognize the satisfaction in quality experiences over numbers of things and people and dollars and activities and hours? We know how important quality time is. You can be with someone all day long, but if you aren't connecting with them, whether verbally or not, in a way that brings peace and joy and comfort or inspiration and helpfulness and creativity or whatever, how much are you really getting out of that time? And how often do we invalidate moments that glow with goodness as we balance them against what we're not doing or what we're not achieving or what clients we don't have or what opportunities aren't there or what hours we didn't pack into a day full of work? It's not a badge of honor to have spun your wheels for 12 hours a day. What is valuable is the unique light you may have brought to or felt in 1 hour or even 1 minute. Quality is based in spiritual goodness and love and truth and rightness. That's valuable beyond numbers or material accumulations of dollars or of time or of people. I know I've often devalued myself based on what I feel I haven't achieved in a day. And yet what I have achieved, maybe in an hour of faithful and diligent devoted attention, may be very good or significant, healing maybe even, and certainly substantial. That hour had God's glory in it, and it isn't to be weighed against the hours that I didn't make myself busy just because busy seemed like what makes a person relevant. You're relevant because of the quality of you and your own good intentions, what God made you to be. One powerful moment of prayer, one bright word to someone in need that breaks through their darkness is staggeringly significant. It is worthy of our own recognizing and our own gratitude rather than just being forgotten in that alluring invitation of, yeah, but what now? What next? What don't I have? What about all those other people? What haven't I done? What else is there? We can think back on where we've brought true quality to something we've done or someone we've helped. We can remind ourselves of the importance of these expressions and their real value. We can't quantify these things at all, really, or compare them to others. An impact you've had on a life in one moment that may have changed it for the better? A piece of art that may have flowed out of you quickly, but came with great inspiration and inspires others as well? Maybe a talent you have for organizing things that's made everything you do much more efficient and requiring less time. That's a quality, a divine quality being utilized. And spiritual qualities are not containable or limited. They're as infinite as God, and they also naturally continue to bless. cherish what the moment of devotion to good brings you, rather than trying to enumerate something that's measureless or compare to others based on how many saw you even do it. God knows your intention. He will bless you and does bless you accordingly. But, you know, I think that means we have to honor His quality that we've expressed as well. If we poo-poo a gift of spiritual goodness that's been expressed as, you know, and then we say it's not big enough or time-consuming enough or liked by enough people on Facebook or whatever, we aren't receiving the richness of what we've created or experienced or witnessed. Our devaluing of it seems to bring us less of a return on that vital investment in terms of peace and satisfaction, as well as abundant rewards and natural success that does come when we're consciously aware of and appreciating the gift for what it is and where it comes from, that divine source where these qualities are expressed from. So pause and reflect on those glorious things that you have done and count them a treasure. And then make it a point to focus on quality. Devote yourself to doing things truly from the heart and with attention to what feels inspired and right. Quality experiences mean that our thinking has a purity and a radiance to it. It means we really listen and apply what we hear to those moments, to those specific opportunities for interactions that come to us, and maybe that we're not even looking for, we're not sitting in the moment thinking, well, what's next, what's bigger, but we're actually in that moment and consciously saying, how can I glorify you today, God, by being true to this moment, with this task as you're calling me? And how can I honor you by praising what comes of this moment as worthy and wonderful because it expresses your goodness and love and truth, beauty and qualities that are really unquantifiable. They're immeasurable and they're holy. Well, there's nothing wrong with having a lot of love, loving a lot of people, putting in the hours to get a job done and done well, or to be faithful and patient and to persevere. That's admirable. There's nothing wrong with having a lot of friends or a lot of money for that matter. But the value is not in the numbers. It's in the spiritual qualities being felt and utilized. Those are priceless, and they're also secure because they don't belong to you exclusively, but are being expressed by you very uniquely and rightly. Hope that makes some sense and is helpful. Let me know if you have any questions or want to talk more about this or other topics that come up along your spiritual journey and as you discover and live your divine purpose. I would love to talk more. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. My website, again, is beingfreenow.com. We'll see you next week.